Good morning, everyone. Today is the 26th day of the Omer, and we're also reading Parshas Emor this week, which discusses Sfirat HaOmer and the mitzvah of counting this Sfirat HaOmer, the mitzvah of Korban HaOmer, and so it seems appropriate that we should discuss some of the underlying concepts regarding this concept of Sfirat HaOmer. Rav Salvechik notes that the obligation to count over the course of days is an odd obligation. Why would it be necessary? We already have a calendar. It doesn't seem like you would need to do anything else. We don't usually need to do anything else to remember the day. And what's so significant about counting each one of the days between Pesach and Shavuos? Why can't we just put it on the calendar and everybody show up? It's not what we do for Rosh Chodesh. For Rosh Chodesh, we don't count from day to day until we get to the 29th or 30th day of the month and then say it's Rosh Chodesh. Instead, what we do is we call it out in Shul on the Shabbos before. So why couldn't we do that? If it was so important that we got the day right, then it seems like the best way to do it would be to make an announcement. So why are we counting if it's not just to get the right day? So the Rav... The Rav explains that counting has a quality to it. The quality of counting is primarily mathematical. A mathematical approach to time, to days, an engagement with a type of thinking, he explains, a way of thinking. And he says that this orientation towards mathematics, this way of thinking within the framework of time as an experience from a mathematical perspective is meant to impact, meant to symbolize and impact our way of thinking in and of itself. Meaning, counting has qualities to it. It's exact, it's precise, it's sequential, and therefore consequential, and maintains continuity. And each of those qualities are related to halakha. It's precise, it's exact, it needs to be formulaic and done correctly because it's significant that today is the 26th day of the Omer, for example, and not the 25th day of the Omer. It's intentional. It's meant to be in this particular way. And the details matter. And not only that, but also the continuity of the numbers is important. And the way that that 26 comes after 25 is also a essential factor, not just of mathematics, but also of the halachic framework in existence and how it impacts us over time as individuals and how it impacts generations over time. And so this mathematical thinking is meant to reflect halachic thinking. It's meant to engage halachic thinking and remind us of the systematic methodology of halacha that is necessary as a mode of preparation for receiving the Torah. And what I mean here by receiving the Torah is not showing up to shul and on Shavuos and saying this is Zman Matan Torah Tenu, this is the time that we receive the Torah, but to really be able to accept the Torah, to really be able to come in with open arms and saying this is my Torah, this is the book that this is the writings, the teachings that God gave to me, to us, and we want them, and to have that orientation on Zman Matan Torah Tenu, on Chag HaShavuot. The way to prepare for that is to have this time orientation through mathematics, which reminds us of the systematic nature of Halacha in general and how Hashem gives us this opportunity to engage with Him via Halacha in that way. Have a great day.